Hey everyone, and welcome to week 3, part 2 of my single leg RDL challenge. So I can't actually believe I'm already into week 3, and I only have 2 sessions remaining, which is kind of scary. But things are progressing really well, I feel confident and super determined to achieve my goal. So this session was pretty intense, but positively challenging at the same time. It was all about turning up the intensity, so this time round, I was actually using 4 kilo kettlebells, and it really, really tested my balance. The idea was to tap the floor with the weights as I was doing the exercise, which was crazy because I lost my balance a couple of times, but because I've been working on my core, I was able to catch myself easier. So we took it in stages, and we used a block as well to make it a little bit easier. So the idea with this was to work with the block, then remove the block, so that when it came to actually doing the full range of movement and tapping the floor, it would just feel easier, which it actually did with a bit of practice. So we worked on this for some time, and I began to notice the back of my legs were being worked quite intensely. Very different feeling to when I wasn't actually using the weight. So I'm actually recording this the day after my session, and I can honestly say I felt like I had a good workout, and I can actually feel the benefit now of actually doing the single leg RDL. And I didn't actually realise how challenging this exercise would be until now. I don't know what I've got myself into, but it's such a technical one to do. You're thinking about many things, keeping a good posture, hinging forward, extending your leg back, keeping your arms locked in, holding the weights, all the while trying to keep your balance. But I'm super determined to smash this exercise using the weights. I only have 2 sessions remaining. I feel like I'm almost there now and I can actually do it. So I'll keep you guys posted, and the next session will be soon.